a good thing, though, because if you run into somebody you don't know.
Teammate.
So we had a meeting last night we had to go to. Well, I got wrangled into, but.
Wrangled.
We were sitting at this table, and we were sitting with two people that I did know that we went to school with. And then two other people came and sat down. And I kid you not, the guy walks up, him and his wife walk up. He's like, "Hey, I'm Charlie," or whatever. And he's like, "This is my wife, Cindy, Susan, something." I said, "Hey, I'm Caleb." And then they, you know, they started chatting about something and asked me something. And within 30 seconds, I forgot both of their names. And I didn't want to...
embarrass yourself.
Well, I can do that pretty easily.
Yeah, me too.
But I didn't want to ask it, so I was like, "What are their names? What's their names?" Didn't.
I'll tell you how to handle that, because I've learned. Okay,
you forgot a lot of people over the years, didn't you?
Yeah, but there's one thing about it. When I see them, I say, "What's up, house?" I call every guy a house.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the girls?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, ma'am? Because all the ma'am, all the people, all the girls we know now ain't girls. They ma'ams.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be hussy. House and hussy.
Well, I pull a Hulk Hogan every time. I'm like, "What's up, brother?" You know. And then sometimes I'll say it to people, and they'll be like, "I don't know you." I'm like, "I don't know you either, but
what's that guy
I also mean, don't know your name. I mean, I don't remember your name." You just told me 43 seconds ago, but I don't remember it. I don't have time to remember that many people, you know?
Well, I got this theory that you can't clutter up your brain like that.
Yeah, you can't put all that kind of crazy
stuff like that. Stuff that mean, that's important for about 10 seconds. But after that, you got to get it out of your brain. You don't want to leave that in there. It'll rot you if you leave it in there too long. Swell up and rot, and you don't need stuff.
We had a theory here on the podcast back when Josh and Trey were here that your brain's kind of like a series of filing cabinets. Yep. And you only have so many. Mm-hmm. And so, Josh. And
yours is rusting shut.
See, Josh, back in the day, he was not remembering. You know, the problem is now I'm not. Mine's dementia. His was, you know, sport. But. we were on here one day talking, and he was like, and Trey said, "Yeah, you ain't got no cabinets left."
Yes. You out of space.
Yeah.
But see, that's what you were talking about. You got to delete some of that nonsensical stuff. Like, I was watching a video the other day of, who's that guy?
Now he's asking us to remember something he watched.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you
a horse. Yeah.
That's what it was.
He's the brother that does science and, like, knows shit about space.
You talking about Bill?
No, not Bill Nye, the science guy.
Well, he said doing science.
He said a brother, though.
Oh.
Yeah, the Neil Tyson.
Yeah.
Mike's brother.
Yeah, Mike's cousin.
Yeah. He was talking about
Neil.
He got that food company.
Yeah.
Thing guy.
And we got a protein. We got, don't buy nothing from Tyson.
No.
Don't buy nothing.
Chicken.
Or eggs. Whichever one you come to first in the store, don't buy them. Apparently, there's a bird flu outbreak going on again. Anyway, he was talking about in April 13th, 2029, that a asteroid is going to come pretty close to the Earth. And apparently it's about the size of a Jeep Grand Cherokee, which doesn't seem too big, except it's going 787 million miles an hour or whatever. Yeah. You know, so if it hits something, it's going to... You know,
hurt.
Cause damage.
It's going to hurt for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How fast would How fast would a Jeep Grand Cherokee have to be going, an asteroid the size of a Jeep Grand Cherokee, be going to just cut the Earth right in half?
It might be like a little 22 bullet, just but a little bit of hole, go straight through it.
I don't think it would cut it in half. It ain't big and it doesn't have enough mass.
There we go.
You see, now we're doing science.
Yeah, but we don't do science over here.
We'll
get something off
a big old hole.
He was talking about it's going to, you know, it could come, and if it gets close enough, the Earth's gravity will just suck it right on down and just cause havoc. And I'm sitting there thinking, maybe, you know, they made a whole movie about it. Maybe we should just send up some rednecks and blow that thing up.
Take up a nuclear bomb, get it up there at Duke. Well, get some of that and take it to the...
What they say about that is if you go up there and blow it up, Now instead of one Jeep Grand Cherokee, you got damn
14 little tights cars.
Yeah, them smart cars coming at you.
Yeah. I feel like I could catch one of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we better leave that thing alone for right now.
Yeah, I mean, we got a few years to not worry about it. Just like the eclipse is happening Monday. Like, well, it'll have already happened when this comes out.
Let me ask you a question now. I've been how many eclipses have we been through, Errol, all together?
This will be number two that I can remember. I only remember the one.
We did them when, well, don't you remember when we was in school? We seen an eclipse of time. Well, it was more than two. The other one wasn't too long ago. It wasn't, what, 5, 8, 10 years ago.
August 21st of 2020 or something, wasn't it? Or,
yeah.
Everybody went outside and looked at it.
Yeah.
You know.
I went out on the lake.
Well, let me ask you a question, Errol. What the hell's so special about this one? I mean, they talk about the swath it's taken across the United States and millions of people headed up to Ohio to watch it and all.
Arkansas.
Why? Earl?
It ain't going to happen again for like, what, 44 years or something. So, you know, somebody as old as you are, if you don't see this one, you won't see nothing.
Yeah. Well, I just saw one August 21st back
that's right.
In what have
you
said?
You know, and if you don't see this one, that will have been your last eclipse.
Mm-hmm. No, it won't.
Yeah, well, you ain't going to make it another 44 years.
Earl, there's some kind of eclipse going on every year or two
you
years, 3 years.
You ain't flying to, what was it, Nova Scotia to see a total eclipse of the sun, so
we've,
forget
we've
it.
We've been there. We've been
you can't. You can't.
The last
guarantee,
one you gonna see?
No, it ain't, Earl. They gonna be some kind of eclipse. I guarantee there'll be some kind of eclipse next year and the next year.
And you ain't going to see it.
Well, no, because it's just look. It's like the only thing is something's getting in the way of something else. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing it is.
Hell, that's my life story.
I know.
People been getting in my way my whole
thing. That's right. That's what I'm telling you, girl. It's happening to us every day, and people they flocking to wherever they're going to watch it. Why, Earl?
People are crazy. Haven't you deduced yet? People are absolutely.
I know one thing. People saying, well, that's the sign of the end times when you get that eclipse.
No,
it ain't. It's been eclipsing for like how many years?
14.8 billion years,
yeah,
I think.
It's been eclipsing.
4, what is it?
You're making this up, not me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, okay, we'll go 14.8.
Yeah.
Yep, sounds good.
But I'm thinking somebody said, all right, we're going to have to sell some timeshares on this eclipse. So, somebody needs to get the word out that if you go up to North somewhere up in Ohio, Pennsylvania, somewhere up there, if you go up there, you can see the eclipse a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And get ready because we're going to sell some hotel rooms and some.
And they showed the little
B&Bs.
B&B booking thing, a chart. Yeah. They showed, was it yesterday or the day before?
Across the eclipse belt.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all red, booked up, and then outside of it, it ain't. Now, my question, and I meant to look this up yesterday, and I just flat forgot.
So you're going to ask us?
Y'all might know. You just might.
That's funny.
That swath that we're talking about is where you're going to see 100%.
Yeah.
Over here, a couple hundred miles off center where we is, what percent are we going to see?
78.
Well, it's
now,
really.
You're making that number up, or have you done the research?
What do you think?
I'm thinking you made it up.
I sold it pretty well, though, didn't
well,
I?
Well, it's really about 39, but we're going to get set twice. So
twice?
Yeah. For sure you are. I don't think you got to do it, Earl. Watch it. Just say you go to Texas down there.
Well, I ain't going to Texas.
Well, go down there and watch it, all right? And get one of them jets, fly up to Ohio, wherever you're going to watch it. And watch it again up there.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, that brings up a good point, I think. What if you had a pile of money and you could fly
we could get the boys.
Starts,
if we do what?
From wherever it's going to start in Texas, right? Or not start, but wherever in the U.S. it's going to start. What if you could hop in a plane and
it had to be a fast jet.
Ride the belt.
And so you could see that eclipse from like an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours.
You talking about being able to see it out of your jet or go land somewhere and wait for it to happen there?
I'm talking about
what's
out
the difference?
Of your jet. Just like you would be basically flying at night through the belt. You know what I'm saying? As it's going over.
Yeah, because I don't know what the speed of the
moon
sun tracking is.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you don't know?
What What part of I don't know do you don't know?
We kind of figured you'd know.
You mean you don't know how fast the eclipse is going?
No.
Also.
And well, neither do you.
I'm disappointed in you.
And neither do you.
People are, like, somebody at work brought out some, they came walking by one day, they're like, here you go. And I was like, what is that? And they're like, oh, they're eclipse glasses. I was like, oh. And they were like, yeah, so, you know, when it comes over on Monday, we can go out there and we can all look at it. I'm like, I'm going to go look at it with no glasses. And they were like, don't do that. You'll go blind. I'm like, I'm not going to stare at it for 45 minutes. I'm going to take a peek at it and be like, well, all right, let's go back to work.
How long is this eclipse going to last if you're watching it?
I don't know. That was my next question to you. You seem to be on top of everything today, so I figured you'd know the path, what percentage, how long it's going to last, how many times you can go hopscotch and see it. You've done all the research. I don't know.
Well, I know one
Here's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Is why they say that if you've got the eclipse glasses from back in 20 or whenever it was.
They don't work, Earl. They don't work.
Why? What's changed? Has the sun changed since then?
It got hotter. It's got hotter. Yeah. Yeah. So you can't use them glasses.
That's sales.
The other thing is
these ain't going to work. You need some fresh ones.
I don't think so.
Well, what's happened, them glasses have gone stale.
Yeah.
They've gone bad.
Yeah, they've gone bad.
Well, then I'm going to be blind.
You ever seen one of these cars, Earl, out here and about? And at one time, they had some nice tint on the windows.
I got a truck just like it.
But in the last 10 years, it's gone. It's peeling off. Mm-hmm. It's lightening up. Yeah. It just ain't looking good. Same way with them glasses.
No, and I'll tell you why. That tint on them vehicles, just like my old truck, has been sitting out in the sun, being baked and cooked by them neurons and the photons and all that stuff coming from them. My glasses have been inside a cabinet, not exposed to the sun.
Folded up. They have deteriorated. Getting old.
That's right. They might have a little dust on them. I'm going to kind of dust them off a little bit.
Yeah.
But they haven't been sitting there being exposed to the sun. They shouldn't have deteriorated. I used them for, 30 minutes that day we had the eclipse, and I've been put up ever since. So there shouldn't be nothing wrong with my old eclipse glasses that I'm going to use Monday.
Well, Trace Atkins wrote a song about it, or someone did. There might be a little dust on your goggles. Don't let it fool you. Your ass will go blind.
I'm blind Tuesday, y'all can say, told you so.
Yeah. They were like, wear these glasses when you look at the. I'm like, okay. So I put them on right there in my office. I was like, damn, I can't see shit out of these things.
Well, just so y'all know, the people own all these B&Bs, they're the one that come up with these glasses. They ain't going to charge you but $1 for them.
Yeah.
But there's, I think, last count, 8,973,000 people had bought them so far.
So if you made a nickel off each one, you.
Well, they made $1 off each one.
Yeah.
Because they stole them. No, they stole them.
They did.
How secure is it going to be for whoever's storing these eclipse glasses?
If I had a warehouse full of them, I'd have armed guards walking around all the time.
Afraid somebody going to steal eclipse glasses.
Damn right. Well, you said they would.
Well, you don't have to worry about it, whatever. What did you say, 44 years or whatever
I think that's what I heard them say. It's like 44 years before there'll be another one in the United States. Like I said,
have you ever, especially in the summertime, have you ever been outside and all of a sudden it got
in the summertime? Yeah, I go outside.
It got a little dark there for a minute, you know.
No.
You hadn't? No. Probably went over and got a little dark, you know, and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're going with that because, like, 44 years from now, I probably ain't going to be here. But that's when the next eclipse will be. You can just wait till a real, real dark cloud comes over and covers up the sun. If you squint real good.
Or, see, it could thing. Be. We could be having eclipses 3-4 times a day, and we don't even know it. And ain't nobody saying nothing about that.
I think they just like it because they're like, oh, the moon's getting in the way of the sun, which means the moon's real. And we're like, well, no shit. We can see it at night.
It's right there.
And they're like, yeah, but we also went to it. And we're like, I still don't know about that. I don't know
about that.
Well, I think what makes it unique is that the Earth always gets in the way of the sun between Earth and the moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we are.
But rarely does the moon get in the way of the sun to the Earth.
Why?
It's their rotational sequence.
Hold on a minute. Let me ask something, Earl. Mm-hmm. Earl, the science guy. Ain't they everybody's revolving, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, Sooner or later, somebody's going to get in the way.
That's right. That's why it's a big deal when the moon gets in the way of the sun to the earth. It ain't a big deal when the earth gets in the way of the sun to the moon.
I got some bad news for you. None of it's a big deal to me.
Well, yeah. Then you sit your ass inside Monday afternoon.
I'm going to. I'm going to be up at Harrah's. I ain't going to be going out and watching
at
no...
Harrah's?
Yeah, I ain't going to be watching no moon and the earth getting in the way of the sun.
You're going up there to give them little engine youngins your money.
That's right.
Can I go with
you? Sure.
What was they talking about? Did y'all see that somebody in California, maybe? Broke into like a place where they keep money.
I got 33 million.
It's called bank.
I've been telling y'all this. No, it's not the bank.
It's a depository.
It's the storehouse for the money before they take it to the bank.
That's right. It's a depository.
I've been telling about the one in Easley. There's one in Easley where the old post office used to be.
A big depository. Right,
yeah, they say any given day there'll be $1 billion in there. $1 billion right there in Easley.
That's a better address about your CNE.
Well, I can take you to it. But the thing about it is, it's just a building. It's an old post office. It's just a building. And now, round back, they got some, they got a chain link fence and they got some razor wire up on top, round back.
They got any guys with damn AR-15 standing around?
Not all the time.
Well, yeah, they got to go and break at some point.
Yeah, they can be bought, I bet, with a
big Well, that's what happened over in California. That's what happened in California. They showed it, you know, they went in there and got $33 million and took out.
$33 million.
I reckon that's all I could carry at one time.
You know what? That's a good question.
It would be tough if, you know, even $100 bills, that'd be a lot of bills.
I'd try to do it though, wouldn't you?
I mean, hell yeah. That's why we need the specific address of this Easley location.
I don't know. And $100 bills, $1 million in cash only weighs 22 pounds.
Well, times 33.
I think they said there was 6 or 8 guys. I'd carry a couple hundred pounds on my back pretty easy.
That's what I'd tell them. I'd say, now, boys, when we go in, get what you can carry because that's going to be your cut.
Mm-hmm.
Like 22
pounds
times 33. That's 726 pounds. How many guys did you say it was?
Just say they said to make it easier.
7 divided by 7.
I'm thinking about 104 pounds each.
103 pounds each.
I could do that easy. I could double that and get double the cut.
Well, see, I couldn't. Couldn't get very far if I had 100 pounds.
You ain't going to, your ass ain't going to get about 8,300.
I'm going to get short end of the stick again, ain't I?
Yeah.
I heard they.
I don't think
you're
gonna get tip money.
You know those Razor scooters, the little scooters that you ride. I heard they did it on them too. When they got out, they just all took off in different directions on Razor scooters. I don't know if that's true, but it'd be fun to watch.
If I was gonna do that, I'd rig me up some kind of little buggy, that Razor scooter, and I'd put my 100 pounds of damn cash back there.
It wouldn't be 100 pounds for you; it'd be like 11 pounds.
What? No, I'm gonna put 100 pounds on that scooter.
How you gonna get it out? You can't carry that. You gonna somebody carry it out for you?
I move 100 pounds pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
Short distance. I couldn't run away and get away with it, but I could get it a short distance. Put it on my little rack, and then.
Hey, Earl, I've been meaning to ask you. You remember?
No, you can't borrow any money.
Damn. You remember when we were little? Did you have a big wheel?
Not when I was little, but after.
What, last week?
Wasn't too long ago.
Well, that was my question.
I didn't have a big wheel, but
you stole somebody's.
When my cousins were born, my daddy's sisters, little kids, they're like 4 or 5 years behind me and Lynn and Beverly. They had one that they kept over at Mama Bill's house.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to ride their big wheel.
Yeah.
I was probably 10 or 12 when they were 4 or 5, you know, riding a big wheel.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where you're going with your question, but yes, I've ridden a big wheel and slid the tire until it's flat spotted in that one spot. But no, I did not own one.
Well, that's my question, Earl. Why can't we have a big wheel now?
Oh, you can.
For
you
us.
Can.
You can?
Yeah.
We can get one now?
They make adult big wheels now.
No shit.
I mean, you guys could ride it, not me.
Why not you?
Once we get done over in Easley, we'll go get us one.
Yeah, they don't. There's a weight limit. That's why I can't go to the damn trampoline park, and I'm kind of pissed off about it.
Well, I didn't know we'd get a big wheel.
Well, you get us that address in Easley, and we'll go get us some big wheels.
Yeah, once we come into a little bit of money,
yeah,
we'll go get you guys some big wheels.
We'll start making big wheels.
I don't want to go to work.
Well, we'll have somebody.
I thought we're going to steal $33 million. You want to go to work.
I want somebody to make us a big wheel.
Oh. They'd make me an extra big wheel. You know, a heavy duty
one. Yeah, I was going to say they could be like
16 ply tires on
it. Yeah. I was going to say you make it'd be a bigger wheel. You're right. But it'd still work. I have a big, what's them things on the back, you know, with the car, Earl, you know, them used to jack them up. Leaf springs on the back. We have to put some of them on there. Something, you know,
air shocks or something.
If you want a really expensive big wheel, you could go get in one of those little slingshot cars and just drive it in reverse all the time, because it's got one big wheel in the back, two little ones in the front, or one of those lesbian motorcycles that has the two wheels in the front and one in the back. You know what I'm talking about?
You call it lived in?
No, it's
what'd you call it?
A lot of homosexuals drive those.
What'd you call it?
Lesbian.
Oh, lesbian. Lesbian big wheel.
We saw who was I with? Somebody. And we was coming down Highway 11, and there was a man riding his Harley, and his wife, I'm assuming, following behind him on one of those reverse big wheels. And they were going the speed limit. And we were like,
they were in no hurry at all.
They were cruising. And then they got down to Dynamite Road over in Salem and turned. I was like, y'all don't know where y'all going.
No,
y'all made a wrong turn.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, they came to hook up the.
We got high def TV up. Earl, I was watching them girls basketball game last night, and this is how high def my TV is up here. First of all, it's 12 foot by 10 foot or something like that.
Pretty much.
Well, with this high def TV, first of all, the people on TV is bigger than I am in real life. And it's high def, and I was watching the college girls play basketball last night, and this is how def it was. I could see pimples on them little girls' faces. That's how high def it is.
You trying to say them little girls are ugly?
Most of them.
They also that TV, by the way, fun fact: they measure it diagonally, it's taller than I am, so shows how. Bit large, wide it is.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
And heavy. It's not as heavy as me by a long
shot.
Oh,
no.
But that wouldn't be mounted on the wall. That'd be sitting on the floor with some extra.
Like the dresser upstairs. It'd be just sitting right there.
Yeah. What else was I going to tell you?
Shit. You said something about a lesbian motorcycle.
No, that was, that thing, it's just not all of them, but some of them are.
Well, what's got you thinking about big wheels? You wanting your big wheel?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, the way we build around here, so we've got this back road back here and then the front road up there, it's kind of like an oval. I think if we get like
10 of them.
Well, we don't need 10. We're going to need about 5, 4, 5, 6. Because I guarantee you, me and you, if we get Josh to come over and Caleb, we get one big enough for Caleb. Well, we'll start racing these things around right here. Well, neighbors going to come outside and say, hey, y'all got another big wheel anywhere?
It looks like fun. Y'all got any more? That's what I say. You're going to need 10 or 12 of them.
Oh, I saw the other day. That's what I was going to tell you. I saw I forgot which racetrack it was, but it was short track, but it was, I think it was one that they do NASCAR on. It wasn't
Where was
like,
it?
I didn't. I was watching it on TV.
Oh,
but it wasn't. It might have been Richmond, maybe. I don't know. But there was a 12 or 15 car like race, but it was just people's cars that they drove to the thing, and they were racing. And I was like, I would love to do that. not in my truck. That was the problem. The lead car was a, 2007 Mustang. Next car was a 96 Camaro. Then there was a little juiced up Miata or something. Then there was a little crew cab Toyota Tacoma. There was a 94 Astro van. It was riding outside pretty heavy because it was not going fast. And then there were, you know, like there was like a Buick LeSabre out there. I'm like, this is insane. Like, what do you get if you win? And you, I'm sure you have to sign plenty of waivers because if I'm in second and we're coming down that last turn.
Putting you in the wall. I'll
put you in the wall.
Yeah.
If I still have my Challenger, you know, I'd get out there and I'd risk it.
Depending on what prize money was.
I'd honestly probably just risk it for the bragging rights. You know.
Because you got insurance.
Yeah, with the caveat of if you know, I clip your bumper and it tears mine off, we're going to need to swap insurances after the race.
I'm sure your insurance company is going to go, and you were doing what?
Yeah. I was on the, oh, I was got on the you. Asphalt, and I was going around a turn, and this guy
cut me off.
And so I hit him hard, put him in the wall. And they're like, put him in what? Put him in the guardrail. Sorry. Yeah.
The arrow.
You know the guy from Dateline we've talked about before, Keith Morrison?
Yeah.
He also moonlights over at Chickasaw in a pro shop. Well, he did. He got fired. But
glad he got that gig on TV because otherwise he'd be
stealing golf balls.
Yeah.
I was watching Dateline the other day at about 8:30 in the morning. And I thought to myself, he was narrating it, you know, because that's what he does. He's the best one. Then there's a lady who's pretty good. And then there's one other guy who's okay. And then there's one guy who just, they just need to fire him. He ain't no good.
Yeah.
But, Keith Morrison was narrating this one. And I was listening to it and I was like, I wonder what it would cost to have him read me a bedtime story every night for the rest of my life. Because I could listen to that guy talk all day.
Now we keep getting back to this Evely address.
Yeah. Now we're going to need, yeah. So we're going to need
I like it when, like him, they'll say, like, and they found a piece of leather in the bedroom.
The inflection goes up.
What was this? Piece of leather?
Yeah. My favorite thing he does is when they're going to a break and he's going to leave you with a little cliffhanger.
Yeah.
He'll go, like the one I was watching, it was like, she was in the wind. They wish that she hadn't been. Oh, but she was. And then they go to commercial, and I'm like.
I like you. Man. I want him to read me a bedtime story. And Goldilocks and the three bears.
Yeah. This
get your curiosity up, don't it? Which bears were they?
Was far too firm. But this bed. Oh, this bed.
It was just right.
You know, they got them. They bring in commercials back that's got Goldilocks and the Three Bears on them. I've seen two or three different commercials.
Sherman commercial?
No.
Oh.
I don't even remember what they are, but they got the Three Bears and Goldilocks. And
this ply is far too weak.
Don't want to show that.
This three ply is
a little
just
too
rough. Yeah.
And this porridge was too rough. Nah. Oh, we got to get in contact with him.
And then what did they say? He's like, porridge in the kitchen? No, no, no. Porridge is not for bears. Or is it? Commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good there. But we couldn't probably get that guy from TV because he'd want like $110 an hour or something. But we get forward down at Chickasaw. He could do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd look at him talk like that guy on TV.
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do something funny today.
What?
I'm gonna go
you
back,
mean all at one time?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to town.
That is hilarious.
They got
there.
A sign up in town at advertising
yard sale.
A clay shoot over at the.
Who the hell Clay?
What?
And why you want to shoot him?
I'm getting there.
Oh.
They're setting it up over at the farmer's market there.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway between Westminster and Seneca.
Yeah.
You can see they got
market.
Them all set up out there now. But my neighbor down at the lake. Katie and Jake, their oldest son is named Clay.
Oh.
So I'm going to go take a picture of that sign and send them a note saying, whatever Clay did, he can't be this
can't be
bad.
That bad. Yeah.
Keep an eye on him today. Maybe don't let him out of the house.
Yeah.
Because come tomorrow, or the 8th, when is that, Monday?
Oh, well, during the eclipse?
That's what they're going to do. They're going to have it during the eclipse.
Yeah. What? I mean.
Everybody's going to have eclipse glasses on shooting. Shooting
oh
shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is going to go bad.
Because they're shooting toward the highway.
Yeah. Keep Clay home from school on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever Clay did wrong, it can't be this bad.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, they're going to shoot Clay on the 8th.
How is Ruby Tuesday still in business?
I don't know.
Well, they ain't, but about seven of them as they left across the world.
I ain't been to one.
They shut down the Fats, which they needed to.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. James Cleo, he was the cook at Fats
before they shut down. That tells you a lot.
Yeah.
They need to shut. Ruby Tuesdays has to be next. I mean, I can't think of another chain of restaurants that's like a sit-down chain, not like Burger King. You go in Burger King. I mean.
Well, apparently you can go into Burger King and go in the bathroom and shoot yourself.
That's what I'm saying. If I had to go inside a Burger King to get my food, I might take a trip to the bathroom. I can't tell you the last time I've been inside a Burger King. And don't want to go inside.
Why in the world would you go inside a Burger King, a McDonald's, a Wendy's? Why in the world would you go inside? I ain't going in there.
Apparently due to sadness and depression.
Yeah.
You know, or you walked in the door and you're like, yeah, today's the day. I'm done.
Yeah, see that? Look around. Oh, where's the bathroom at?
Yeah. Unless.
Maybe it was a homeless guy. I mean, because that might have been real nice to him.
They said he was from Pickens.
What you think? Ain't got homeless people in Pickens?
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but why would you come all the way to Seneca if you was homeless in Pickens?
But that's
because, I told you, homeless people up north, if they had. During the wintertime, go to Florida because it's warm down there. You ain't got to worry about getting cold. And down in Florida, when it gets too hot down there, and just go back up north where it's cool.
How are they getting there?
You know, push that buggy, Earl.
It's going on a razor,
ride their big wheel
with a razor scooter. Yeah, and it's going to take them a while.
Yeah, by the time they get up there, they're going, holy shit, it's done getting cold. I got to go turn
the wheel back.
They had one guy. It was a few months ago. I may have already said it on here. I don't know. But I go to Walmart early. Like, they open at 6. I normally get there about 7 because I don't want to deal with the riffraff.
I thought you were going to say you get there about 5:30.
Nah. But I was walking in the Walmart one day, and it was pretty cold outside. Cold enough for me to wear pants that day.
Oh, hell.
It must have been snowing. Yeah.
And so I was walking in, and for some reason, there is a post office suppository right outside the grocery door at Walmart.
Never noticed that.
Yeah. And I was like, well, and then I looked and I was like, oh, it's a bunch of blankets. Like, some homeless guy sitting in here warming up while I left his shit out here. He had crawled under the
cart door.
No, that would have been smarter. But he has crawled like his head is under the post office thing, and he's just snoozing. And it's right up against the building, so it's blocking some wind. I get the logic behind it, but and then I'm sitting there thinking, why don't you just go inside and like just fall asleep somewhere inside? Because then they'll call the cops, they'll check on you, they'll put you in an ambulance for a few minutes, let you warm up, then just do it all over again. You know, you're not going to get great sleep, but how great a sleep are you getting on the concrete under the post office box?
Yeah, if I was a homeless guy, I would work this stuff out. Because what I would do, I would go somewhere like Walmart where they like 3,800 people in there at one time. And I'd go, if I was hungry, I'd go down and get me something down over on that side, get me some cookies and some milk, you know. And then I'd go over to the side where they got clothes and everything, and I'd get in one of them racks with them clothes around there. I'd just get in one.
Sit there and eat.
Yeah, sit right there and eat. And then at night, I mean, because Walmart ain't closed much, you know, an hour or two at a time. But now I go over there where the camping stuff's at. I'd get in one of them tents there and get me a sleeping bag. I'd just have it right there. I do that every day. If I need some sunshine, I'd go outside. I'd look up like that right there.
Without your damn glasses.
See if I can see the clips. Yeah.
If I got into some dire straits like that, I'd call one of y'all first, see if you supply me a little help, you know, or at least somewhere to sleep. But if it got real, real bad and I'd burnt down every bridge I ever had, I would go to Lowe's right before they closed, you know, and I'd sneak out in the garden section and I'd climb up two or three shelves on them racks, you know, where they got all the fertilizer and bags of mulch when it's not summertime, because now they got the whole damn parking lot full. But I'd climb up in there and I'd make me a little fort out of the bags of mulch.
No, you would have to make a big fort.
Yeah, I would make, I mean, I'd curl up pretty small if I have to, but I'd make a little fort. That way it'd keep the wind off of me. If I got real cold, I'd just open up a couple bags of mulch, cover myself up.
Because that mulch is always hot. You ever never seen
it? It's steaming all
the time. Yeah, all the time. I don't know how they get that to do that. And first of all, how did it get so hot? I mean, it's mulch. I mean, well, it's what? Somebody warm it up?
You have to do science.
Oh, well, I ain't going to do that. Don't even bring it here.
It's basically the equivalent. Like, if you open up a bag of mulch and, like, cover yourself up in it, it's basically the equivalent of a wool blanket. It's warm but very itchy. It's not gonna be good. So that's what I would do. Or I would go to the...
See, the problem with doing it at Lowe's is you can't do what he's going to do next week and go around and get you something to eat.
Yeah.
They ain't got nothing to eat at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
Well, you could go to Walmart first.
And then hike across the highway. And yeah. Or Food Lion's right next door. So get you a snack. On over there.
Head back to Lowe's.
Yeah. Or you know what you could do? You could get in that big trailer that's full of pine straw.
Oh, yeah. You hide in there for weeks.
Yeah, you can.
You make good for it in there, too, because they got them in bales.
You end up in somebody's damn yard around the damn bush.
Let me ask you something about that. You said science about this mulch stuff. I noticed that mulch, it ain't steaming until they get that little tractor thing and get something out, and then it starts steaming everywhere. How's all that hot inside and not catching on fire?
It will.
It will?
It has before, yes, sir. There's an awful lot of fires happen because of that.
Because of hot mulch.
Damn right. It's called you spontaneous combustion.
Oh, that's why you got different colors of
he
mulch.
He made that up right there.
That black mulch, it done caught on fire. Red mulch set ablaze pretty quick, but they put it out fast enough. The regular wood chip mulch ain't caught on fire yet.
Well, I just thought different colored mulch. I never knew that.
Well, so you don't know how to do science.
Well, if I had to go get mulch, what am I telling? I want some of that burnt mulch. I want some that hadn't been on fire yet. Well, how do I ask for it? I mean, that's my question.
You got it. That's what they give you.
Can I get some slightly charred mulch? Can I get some medium well mulch?
Medium well.
You know, charred on the outside, but still live on the inside.
Well, is Brian happy with his TV?
Yeah, it don't work yet. I just got it fixed yesterday. So.
Oh, I thought you had it working the other day.
I plugged it in. You know, it works that way. Power's coming to it.
But you got to watch something. Brian, for the last 4 days, been watching, you know that thing that used to come on TV? It was Countdown. You know, it had a big circle at night, you know. Yeah. You know, he don't know, but he'd count down. You know, he had to watch that for 4 days.
Well, that count.
And I told him, I said, Brian, that's not even a program. He thinks it. I know, but I like watching it.
I've learned a lot.
Right. Was that like a countdown to when they would start more shows the next day?
It used to be, Kay, it was 11:30 or 12 o'clock at golf at night.
It depended. Several different stations did it at different times. So it could
we didn't have four stations.
I know. You know. Some of them would shut down at 11, some of them shut down at 12.
And but the TV went off at night like
picture
that.
Up on the screen.
Just a clock.
Well, it wasn't a clock. It was a, I don't know what you call that thing, but it was just a logo that stayed there from midnight till 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock whenever they'd come back on the air.
Oh, gotcha.
They didn't count down when they were going
to bed at night. They didn't want none of this 24-hour day.
And you know what else they'd say, Kay? They talked to mom and daddy. I mean, they talked directly to them. Every station talked directly to your mom and daddy. Say, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are at?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd say it right on TV.
Yes, sir.
And if you didn't know, I don't know what they'd do to you, but if you didn't know where your kids was at, I don't know, some...
You'd get in trouble
I guess, yeah, I guess the TV people call police or something. I don't know what they do.
They should still be doing that.
Well, yeah, I
there
mean...
solve a go. Lot of problems. The problem now is some of the answers they would get would not be, like, back then, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? Yeah, well, Bill and Linda are upstairs asleep in their bed. I know where they are.
Now, Jerry,
He'd been out drunk.
But nowadays, they'd be like, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? And you'd have some lady screaming at the TV, be like, I don't even know who my kids are. Or who their daddy is.
Where they at? Where the daddy at? That's what I want to know. Where the daddy at?
And then you'd have some that were just high as a kite, and they'd be like, we got kids.
And where are they?
There was one kid walking around. It was a, I didn't see it, heard about it, second hand, third hand. There was a kid wandering around in a, no, I watched it on Cops, that was what it was. It was a kid just wandering around in the street, little 2, 3, 4 year old in a diaper or whatever, and a cop rolls up on it. This was the, I mean, it's not funny because it's very dangerous and the kid could have died. Luckily it didn't. Hopefully it didn't go back home or didn't stay at home, you know. But cop pulled up and kid's 3, maybe. Cop said, hey, little guy, what you doing? And the kid had a, you know, one of the things in his mouth, like a mouthpiece for children. What are they called?
Pacifier.
Yeah.
Mouthpiece and, for children.
The kid, the camera just looked at the kid. The kid goes, and the cop asked him again, said, what you doing? Didn't answer, and the cop was like, we got a child out here. I'm out with it now, and like I'm trying to figure out, you know, where it's at, what's doing out here. And so it was like, we got to get you home to your, you know, mama. And the kid's just looking at him. A couple more minutes, another cop pulls up. Cop gets out, said, hey, little guy, what you doing? So it goes back and forth. Finally, they start knocking on neighbors' doors or whatever, and they're figuring out, oh, that's, you know, Tiffany's kid, and she does a lot of drugs, and we don't, she don't know where she is. So she sure don't know where he is. Mm-hmm. So finally, another cop pulls up, gets out, looks at the kid, says, hey, little guy, what you doing? The kid takes pacifier and says, I'm 3. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I was like, whoa, damn.
Leave me alone.
He didn't want to talk to his mom's already told him, don't talk to cops. Mm-hmm. They're going to put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that was alarming. And then I turned it back over to
Flintstones.
No. Speaking of which. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Here we
go. So the DirecTV man comes yesterday to put the 4K high def box in there. And very nice guy. I don't want to disparage him. But.
Trish asked him how he's doing. He said, oh, I'm doing fine, living the dream. And I asked Trish, I said, so his dream is to put in TV boxes his whole life?
Evidently, because he said the same thing to me whenever he got here.
And well, like, now, you gotta consider, just a few weeks ago, he could have been that guy that was building a little fort up in the
at Lowe's.
Place.
Yeah, Lowe's, so yeah.
He might be doing real good.
Yeah, that's right. He might be living the dream, sure enough.
He might be doing real, real good right now.
He might have found his way out of the Burger King bathroom, went over to Lowe's.
Yeah.
And said, hey, this ain't so bad.
My life.
Things could be getting better for him.
So he came in, and it was just chit-chat, you know, and he was like, so we're going to put this in. You know, it's going to be 4K. And I was like, cool, cool. And he said, what kind of stuff do you normally watch? I was like, 90% sports. You know, some movies, TV shows, but mostly sports is kind of why we want the 4K. And he said, oh, okay. So he gets done, and he's like, here's your 5 4K channels. I was like, what? He said, yeah, these 5 channels are the 4K channels. I said, hold on. I said, you come all the way out here to put this thing in, and I got 5 channels? He said, I was just doing what they told me to do on my work order. I said, no. I said, that's fine. I said, but these are the only 5 channels that are 4K. He's like, no, some of the other channels will run in 4K. He said, like, if you have sports or whatever, and they're shot in 4K, it'll show up in 4K. I was like, oh. He said, these are just 4K all the time. I'm like, whatever, dude. And so he said, you guys, you know, you said you watch a lot of sports. I said, I'm assuming you got 4K at your house. I said, what do you watch? He said, I don't really watch a lot of TV. So I like to hunt and fish. I'm like, all the time? Like, in between putting in DirecTV, you like to do that? He said, I watch a little bit of the Outdoor Channel, and he said, I like watching cartoons, and I was like, I said, oh, okay. I said, then I was curious.
He said, can I get them cartoons in 4K?
I said, what? Because I'll watch Scooby-Doo with Willie because he's part Great Dane and he likes it. And I like it. But I asked this guy, I said, what kind of cartoons do you watch? He said, I like, you know, those like Flintstones and the Jetsons. I was like, oh, okay. He said, I watch a little Paw Patrol. And I was like, what? Whoa. What? And then he was done, so he was going to show me the 4K. Puts in the number of the channel. And I don't know what channel it is. I know 206 is ESPN. He puts in another number, and it pops up Cartoon Network. And I was like,
probably not going to need this channel.
He said, this running in 4K on this channel. I was like, cool, maybe flip it to ESPN. Let's see how that looks. And so he did, and it looked crystal clear, and I was like, sweet. And then I was still curious. I said, how many so Paw Patrol is for children? Like,
but it's in 4K.
It can be, yeah. Paw Patrol is for like six-year-old is like kind of the limit and under.
Mm-hmm.
Flintstone, you could watch a Flintstones if it came on. It
Cat Dog. You can watch whatever. Cat Dog anytime. So, Courage, Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, Earl don't know about that. That was one of the know about up, it. So, so I said,
Paw Patrol?
No. He said, yeah, Paw Patrol. I said, how many kids you got? He said, oh, I ain't got no kids.
I ain't even married.
I said, you ain't got no kids? I said, you got one on the way? He said, oh, why? I said, you watch Paw Patrol? I said, how old are you? He said, 26. I said, do you have a record of some type? Like, he said, what do you mean? I was like, have you been, or can you go install this shit in a elementary school? He was like, oh, they don't normally have DirecTV. I was like, but could you? He said, I guess.
Legally.
I was like,
could you legally?
It's a loose answer, buddy. I don't think so.
There's a restraining order out on your ass.
Yeah. And then he was telling me about his daily driver. Because he's got his work van that they supply. And he said, he was asking something about my truck. And I said, yeah, it's just a 14 Ram. He said, I got an 04 PT Cruiser. I said, I wouldn't brag about that.
Mm-mm. I wasn't told nobody that, matter of fact.
He said,
and your bedroom's in the back of it?
He said, it's almost paid for. And I said, I said, dang, you know, and maybe he bought it from a buy here, pay here last year. I said,
and he might be living the dream now to think about
it. Bought it.
I said, what kind of payment you got on that thing? He said, $694. I said, get out of here. Don't ever come back here.